Hello, and welcome to the Euro Digital Partners Marketing Insights Podcast. During this time of unprecedented global crisis, we thought we would re-release all of our past episodes. We know it's a trying time for everyone, especially those working in marketing. But while you're working from home, we thought it would be useful for you to have something topical to listen to. We realize, of course, that we've been absent for some months. Rest assured, we're already beginning work on a whole new season of this podcast. We may change the focus a little, but we will continue to provide high-quality content that's both useful and timely. Now, without further ado, let's listen back.
Welcome to the Euro Digital Partners Marketing Insights Podcast. I'm Sean Patterson, and this is the third in a series of podcasts about lead generation. And in this third part, we will discuss how to use Twitter and an online question and answer service called Quora to help you develop great leads. The challenge with Twitter is to find the right people. Read through the hype, though. It isn't just a megaphone for the US president or Kim Kardashian. Tons of great people are on Twitter, including influencers that can potentially assist in creating buzz about your firm. After you find the right people, however, it's all about engaging them, which can start with following them or taking part in a thread or a series of tweets from different people. Sending tweets yourself is part of the deal when it comes to Twitter. Just lurking around on certain hashtags or on certain people is an inadequate response. There are a few eccentricities about Twitter, which I would point out because they are common oversights. First, stick to using one or two hashtags per tweet, no less and no more. Second, keep in mind that when you start a tweet with the @ symbol followed by a user handle, the message will go directly to that person. Third, keep your tweets short. Twitter now allows 280 characters, but do not use them all, and really do not leave your message to span more than one tweet. People do not have time to read your loquacious statements, even if you're the president or Kim Kardashian. And finally, if you're including a link in your tweet, be sure to track it using a service like Bitly or Google URL Shortener. When it comes to digital marketing, tracking is everything. You can use Twitter's search functionality to find people using relevant hashtags, keywords, or use LinkedIn to find interesting professionals. Using Twitter effectively for lead generation requires a significant amount of time, but if done right, it can yield great results. Also, be sure to use the lists feature in Twitter. You can develop lists based on the industry or region you might be targeting. You can also use tools like TweetDeck to streamline the process a bit. One of the cool things about lists is that you can reuse the list to promote to a specific group of people on Twitter. Lead generation is not merely contacting someone out of the blue. It is just one step of a sales funnel. If you've developed a solid list of, say, 1,500 Twitter handles, you can export that list from Twitter, clean it up in Microsoft Excel, and then re-upload it to the Twitter ads side of Twitter. Why you cannot directly import a list is a terrible oversight in the system, but if you import the list and filter out the cells that do not start with the @ symbol, you have a perfect list of uploadable Twitter handles to the ads platform. Then save that list to a .csv file, and you can easily upload that document as a new audience in Twitter. Once Twitter approves that list, you can develop an advertisement targeting that audience. Let us move on to the second part of this podcast, which is using services like Quora for lead generation. Quora is the foremost question and answer service on the internet. It uses crowdsourcing and peer reviews to provide the best answers to user questions. At Euro Digital Partners, we use Quora frequently because it can be a great source of new sales leads. Your customers are already on Quora trying to find answers to the problems that your firm solves. If you go there to help them, you'll generate leads from delighted users. Euro Digital Partners is already using Quora for lead generation. We have used it recently to promote an affiliate program for one of our partners in the financial sector. A couple of things about Quora. First, do note that the first 50 characters of your profile are shown above each answer you post, so use that space carefully. Second, you can also use different credentials for your various answers, which helps establish you as a reliable authority on a particular topic. For example, if you used to work for Apple and like to answer questions about technology, you would boost your authority by citing your work experience at the tech giant. If you're answering marketing questions, cite your credentials with your current marketing firm, assuming you're doing business development for a firm like Euro Digital Partners, that is. Let me leave you with a top tip. As I said in the second part of this series on lead generation, make sure you clean up your profiles. It might seem like overkill to keep hitting on this point, but we've seen so many people lose business because of this, and we'd be remiss if we didn't discuss it again. On that note, do be sure to fill out your profile completely and include links to your various online profiles. If you have a website or even your own podcast, promote the hell out of that thing. So that is the third part of the Euro Digital Partners series on lead generation. If you enjoyed this section about Twitter and Quora, like us on Twitter, we're at EUDigitalP, Facebook, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to the podcast and our YouTube channel. And if you have comments or suggestions, email us at info@eurodigitalpartners.com. We would really love to hear from you. Do not forget to find more insights from us online at www.eurodigitalpartners.com/insights. Be sure to check out our course on pay-per-click advertising at ppccourse.eurodigitalpartners.com.